Taylor of the Detroit Tigers Radio Network.
Daniella Bruce joined today by a very special guest in honor of Pink Out the Park, brought to us by our friends at Carmanis Cancer Institute today at Comerica Park. Everybody wears their pink to honor and remember people who have lost their lives to breast cancer and those that are still fighting. Our guest today is Lynn Aston, who is a one-year breast cancer survivor. Lynn, it's an honor to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you so much. I enjoy being here.
Well, Lynn, let's talk a little bit about your breast cancer journey. When and how were you diagnosed with breast cancer?
I went to my gynecologist for my yearly checkup. She sent me for my mammogram, which has always been normal. I went for my mammogram last July. I got a call that it was not normal and I needed to go back for a diagnostic mammogram and an ultrasound. Nothing really showed up on anything except the mammogram just didn't look exactly like it did the year before. Mm-hmm. So because it didn't on both mammograms, I got sent for a biopsy, and that's when they found my cancer.
So that's very important to make sure that we have everybody that's listening. Get your yearly checkups, whether you're a woman or a man, just make sure you're getting them every single year. Now, from there, you obviously had to undergo some treatment. Yes. Where did you receive that treatment, and what was the plan for you?
I had some friends who had not breast cancer, but different kinds of cancer, and they recommended very strongly Dr. Richard Finney, who works out of Carmenos in Maumee. So I asked for him, and then he sent me to Dr. Ahmad for my radiology, and they were wonderful. I also have to give kudos to my radiology team, who were Nick, Kat, and Kaylee, sometimes Trevor, and the wonderful woman that greeted me every day when I went in for my 33 radiation treatments, Latoya. They were all wonderful. They made my day brighter. They were professional, but they were very friendly and warm at the same time. I didn't feel like a victim. I felt like, you know, just a person that needed to be there for some treatment.
You mentioned that this is your first time at one of these events at
Yes.
Pink Out the Park at Comerica Park.
Yes.
You obviously are a Tigers fan, a baseball fan. How excited are you to be at Comerica Park for this?
Well, I'm very excited. I'm glad to be part of the people that are overcomers. Mm-hmm. I am. And I used to coach softball, so coming to Comerica Park and watching baseball is absolutely wonderful.
Can you still hit? Do you want to get out on the field today?
No, I'm not going to try hitting, and I'm not going to try running. I'm just going to be here to enjoy every minute.
This has been Daniella Bruce with Lynn Aston, a one-year breast cancer survivor, as we celebrate Pink Out the Park at Comerica Park this year.